This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A slain El Paso County Sheriff's deputy being remembered for his care for the community. El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder saying that Deputy Andrew Perry was a good man who won't be forgotten.
I'm at a loss right now for words to somehow lessen the pain that we're all feeling. But know that we honor Andrew for his friendship, his commitment, and his service.
Sheriff Elder telling those mourning Deputy Perry yesterday at New Life Church how much of a good man he was. Perry was shot to death last week in Security Whitefield. Former Marine Alex Paz also killed in that shooting along with Perry by her estranged husband who later took his own life.
While El Paso County departments made up the majority of those law officers in attendance for Deputy Perry's funeral, law offices and departments from across the state were well represented, like some law enforcement officers representing Larimer County, Gunnison County, and the Silt Police Department.
It's family. As far as we're concerned, we're family all across the state, all across this nation, as far as law enforcement.
You know, I get chills, you know. It's awesome to see how many people are here to support, you know, regardless, like I said, where we're from.
We're all here to do what we can for our respective communities, but it all impacts us the same when one's lost.
All the police officers, deputies, and agents from other areas said that for them, it's the least they can do.
The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says that two people are dead following a shooting in Black Forest. Deputies responded to the Pine Pole Point area near Hodgson Road last night following a disturbance call. They found two people dead at that location. Lieutenant Deborah Minette said at this time officers won't say if there was anyone else inside the home.
At this time, there are other witnesses that are associated. That may have been persons they may have spoken to prior to this incident. I can't delve into the details as far as how many people were within the home, if any were within the home at the time, or near the area. Again, it's an active investigation.
The sheriff's office does not believe that the shooting is a threat to the surrounding community.
The search is on for a hit-and-run driver who left in a damaged pickup truck from an accident scene. The intersection of North Weber and East Fontenero were shut down for about 3 hours yesterday morning while Springs police investigated. According to witnesses, a pickup and motorcycle collided. The motorcyclist was seriously injured. Anyone who may have witnessed this crash or observed the fleeing pickup truck with potential driver's side flat tires is asked to contact the police department at 719-444-7000.
Schools in Colorado Springs School District 11 have students returning today on a staggered schedule. Well, kindergarten through sixth grades as well as ninth grade going in today, followed by the rest of the student base tomorrow. Ashlyn Smith, assistant principal at Scott Elementary School, says that there are some things that's important for parents to remember.
Communicate with their teachers and let their teachers know, you know, if there's anything that can help the teachers understand their student. I think providing a little bit of grace for those positions that aren't filled. We're doing everything we possibly can to fill every position, and we want parents to understand that if a position isn't filled, we are doing what we can to support all of those students.
District 11 says that so far they're short about 2% of teachers in elementary levels, but 9% when it comes to middle and high schools, and also still a need for bus drivers. Academy School District also returning to class on a similar schedule. Kindergarten through 6th grade as well as 9th grade started yesterday. The remainder of the student base headed back into the classroom today. Colorado Parks and Wildlife offering a reward for information that leads to the arrest of a poacher who shot a bull moose in Teller County. CPW says the unidentified poacher shot the moose with an arrow last year. After an unsuccessful attempt to remove the animal's head, the poacher then discovered the moose with sticks and branches and left the area. Investigators hoping the poacher may have talked about shooting the moose with someone, or someone could identify a person of interest seen in that area.
A complaint about political donations made by a Colorado Springs nonprofit is moving forward. The Colorado Secretary of State's office refused to dismiss the complaint against Colorado Springs Forward last week. The group made donations of $5,000 each to the El Paso County Commissioners Holly Williams and Cammy Bremer in 2021. The former treasurer of the El Paso County Republican Party filed the complaint alleging a violation of state campaign finance laws. The order issued last week seems to agree, noting that the nonprofit shouldn't have made either donation and that they were double the amount allowed under the law.
Cool temperatures for this time of the year. Tuesday afternoon, we'll see highs in the low 70s, Colorado Springs, mid and upper 70s around the Pueblo area. Again, tracking numerous afternoon showers and thunderstorms. The strongest will be south of Pueblo, down towards Trinidad and Walserburg. Flash flooding is a risk once again this afternoon. Late night showers will come to an end after midnight tonight. Then we'll get partial clearing as we head into Wednesday afternoon. More sunshine, still mild temperatures in the upper 70s, Colorado Springs, and the low to mid 80s around Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.